A plan to rename a stretch of Red Deer County Road to Airport Way ran into turbulence. The county renamed a portion of Township Road 374 Airport Way, which is an extension from Airport Drive to C&E Trail. However, a pair of residents on the Township Road did not like the inconvenience of the name change and appealed to the county to revert about 200 meters or so of road just east of C&E Trail back to its old designation. County administration recommended changing the stretch back. Dave Kellum, county construction manager, said that the only two residents affected were upset they would be looking at an address change. Looking back at it, it just made more sense to keep this portion of road as 374 because nothing has really changed otherwise, Kellum told county council on Tuesday. Christine Moore said she knows those affected and they asked what process had been followed before the name change. Talking to P&D, planning and development, it was just decided to get done, said Kellum. We didn't notify anyone. Moore agreed with the change, which passed by a 5-2 vote. I think this is really good example that we listened to residents and the inconvenience, and maybe lessons, were learned about consultation in the future, said Moore. Lonnie Kennett said it makes sense to keep the Township Road designation and the sign on C&E Trail could easily point to Airport Way. Philip Massier disagreed. The route from Airport Drive to C&E Trail was renamed as part of the effort to give the airport an economic boost and a higher profile. I thought the whole idea of an economic driver was to brag that we've got an airport way that takes you to the airport, he said. I'm really hoping we do something with signage to encourage that economic development. Massier said he doesn't agree that the vision was changed because two people did not want to change their mailing address. I hope you put up good signage on C&E Trail that says take 374 before Airport Way. Mayor Jim Wood also disagreed with the name change. I believe we had a vision for this road. It is the road that leads directly into the airport. If the county has to pay two people's costs to change their address, it's worth it. It's just one of those things. It wouldn't be the first time we've done that to have roads named appropriately. The road expansion project was budgeted at $18 million but could come in for less than that based on tendering. When complete in mid-September, the new road link will provide access to 200 acres of developable land that the airport hopes will be used to turn the site into a transportation hub and provide an economic development boon. It will also provide another access route, improving safety for Springbrook residents and taking pressure off the Highway 2A and Airport Drive entrance.